pick 75 and 80 and 95 pounds of cotton and bag it.
In August?
In August.
That's too hot to be doing that.
Well, I loved it.
In the heat?
Well, I had me a great big old board, these slip bonnets,
yeah,
with pasteboard in it, and I didn't even feel the heat.
I don't know if I believe that. Well, as hot as it gets.
Well, I felt it all right. I perspired.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't matter. It didn't bother me. Take it to the scale of my... I'd drag it up to the scale of my husband. It would weigh it, and I'd hang it out to him in the cotton wagon, and he'd empty it, and I'd lay down on the wagon in the shade and cool off while he...
Uh-huh.
Then he'd rest a few minutes, and then we'd hit wreck in the middle of the field again, husband and kids.
Well, how much did you pick in a day?
I picked as high as 425 a day.
That's a lot.
It wasn't nothing for me to get.
425 pounds?
Is that pound.
Oh.
It wasn't nothing for me to get when I was young.
Mm.
And now when I pass cotton patch, my daughter just fusses at me because I said, ooh, I wish I had a cotton sack on in the middle of them rolls. Now she said, Mommy, you crazy thing. I said, honey, I love a cotton patch.
Uh-huh.
And I do. I wish I could pick cotton like I used to. But they don't do it anymore.
No, they don't do it like that.
Me and my husband made enough before if we let our crops by that would keep us till the next spring.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. We made enough money that we put in the bank in the fall to keep us going till next spring.
Yeah, he put some more crops in.
Mm-hmm. He never would put his in the bank.
Oh, is that right?
He kept it in his pocket.
Did he not trust the bank or what?
No, he just said, well, put it in the bank. He won't fool with it.
Yeah.
And we lived in the country. We wasn't afraid of nobody bothering us. Back in them days, times you didn't have people bothering.
Yeah.
Not very much. Sometimes chicken thief would come around. We'd go out and blow them with a shotgun a time or two, shoot up in the air and scare them away.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We've done that. We never did shoot at them, but we shot up in the air.
Yeah.
Our neighbor shot one in the leg one time.
What do you call the thing that you load the gun with?
Shell.
Okay, what's another name for the shell?
Shotgun shell and a target shell. And
yeah. Is there any other word that you might use besides shell?
Bullet.
Okay, any other word?
But we never did. You don't call a shotgun shell a bullet, because it ain't no bullet.
That's
but
true.
A target, you can call it a bullet.
Yeah.
But a shotgun shell is nothing but little old bird shots or bigger shots. We have shot big shots.
What would you call the empty thing, you know, after, you know, that you get
empty out? Cottage.
Okay.
Empty shell, that's what we'd say.
Yeah. You sharpen an old-fashioned straight razor on a leather.
What? Yep.
Leather what? What would you call it then?
Leather, that's a razor strop.
Okay. And you fix your hair with a comb and a
brush.
Okay. And what do you call the X-shaped frame that you lay a log across when you're going to chop the log into stove lengths?
You mean a saw rack where we lay the log on?
Tell me what a saw rack is. I'm not sure.
We call it a saw rack. It's made out of four different poles crossways, and then we lay our poles up there and shorten too.
Is it just for sawing wood?
We call that saw rack. Well, we sawed anything we wanted to on there. One of us in the hole did two or three of them, let my husband saw it too.
Uh-huh.
If we wanted to saw a board, we just saw anything we wanted to.
Uh-huh, okay.
Because we had it foundered in the ground and it wouldn't move anyway.
Uh-huh.
So it rotted off and then we put some new ones in.